Welcome back to Tarati Mechanachiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we'll continue our study of Sefer Mishle. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph. So like we saw in the previous Perek, this contains teachings and advice for the way of life, not necessarily related in topic, but sayings of King Shlomo. We will look at a number of different of these sayings, and then we will focus on one specifically, like we did in Perek Yud. So for example, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Mo azne mirma to'avas Hashem, scales of deceit are an abomination of God, one who cheats his friend in business, the evan shleima ritzono, but the desire of God is a true weight. In other words, being honest in business, don't cheat your friend, don't put scales of deceit, but rather have honest weights and honest measures. Pasuk Dalet, lo yo il hon biyam ever, utzedaka tatsu mimavas. I thought this was interesting because there is the phrase that we focused on in yesterday's learning. Lo yo il, I'm in Pasuk Dalet now. Lo yo il hon biyam ever. Wealth will not help the rich on the day of ire. When retribution arrives, their wealth will not help them. But righteousness will deliver a person from death. Pasuk Hey, tzidkas tamim tiyasher, darko ubirish aso yipo rasha. The righteousness of the honest will strain his way, but as for the wicked, he will fall in his wickedness. Pasuk Vav, tzidkas yisharim tatzilem, the righteousness and the charity of the straight will save them. Ubahavas bogdim yilachidu. I am in Pasuk Vav. However, the treacherous will be trapped in devastation. Pasuk Ches, tzadik mitzara nechlatz vayavo rasha tachtav. Oh, look at this. The righteous will be extricated from trouble, and the wicked will enter into his place. The next two pesukim that I'm choosing to highlight, Pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, would that we live by the advice of King Shlomo and be so careful with our speech and our treatment of our fellow man. Baz l're'ehu chasar lev, one who mocks his friend is lacking heart. The ish tuvunos yacharish, but a discerning wise man will know to remain silent. Holeich rachil megala sod, one who is a gossiper reveals secrets. V'ne'aman ruach mechasa davar, but one of trustworthy spirit covers up the matter. These two psukim really speak for themselves. Actually, I could choose to focus on them. I did choose to focus on something else, but these are extremely powerful and teach us about bein adam lechaveiro. And it's not only in our speech, but today more than ever, it's in social media and what we post online. Baz l're'ehu chasar lev, one who makes a bizayon, one who scorns his friend, is lacking heart. And a discerning man will be silent. Before we publicly post anything about somebody else, before we publicly say anything about anyone else in groups of people or in WhatsApp groups or on social media, we would do well to consider the wise words of Shlomo HaMelech. He who scorns his friend is lacking heart, but a discerning man knows when to be quiet. Holeich rachil megalasod, one who gossips is a revealer of secrets, the ne'eman ruach, but one who is of trustworthy spirit, mechas davar, covers up the matter. Let's skip ahead to Pasuk Gittes. Again, the long prakam, and I just chose a sampling of psukim to show you. To'avas Hashem ikshe liv uritzona tumime derech. Pasuk Yud Tes, to'avas Hashem, Pasuk Chaf, my mistake. Pasuk Chaf, to'avas Hashem ikshe liv, the crooked of heart are an abomination of God. Uritzono tamime derech, but those who he desires are on the pure path. Pasuk Chaf Beis is going to be the focus of our shir. Nezem zahav ba'af chazir, a golden ring in the nose of a pig. Isha yafa visaras ta'am, a beautiful woman without scent. We're going to come back and talk about that. Let's just look at the last two psukim in the parak. Pasuk Lamed. Verse 30, Pri tzadik eitz chaim, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, v'lokech nefashos chacham, and he who takes souls, meaning he who teaches and demonstrates to souls the true path of life, is a wise person. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, last pasuk in the parak, Hein tzadik ba'aretz yeshulam af ki rasha v'chote. Behold, restitution will be made to the righteous on the earth. Meaning, says the Stein Tos Ketuvim, even the righteous will be punished for his occasional misdeed. All the more so, says Shlomo, the wicked and the sinner will certainly be punished. I want to go back and talk about this pasuk, Nezem zahav ba'af chazir, pasuk of beis, Isha yifa v'saras ta'am, a golden ring in the nose of a swine, a beautiful woman who is lacking in sense. Where do we see this pasuk? It perhaps sounds familiar to you. That's because it's quoted in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis. No, Paraglav Mishnah Beis. I'm sorry. The Mishnah tells us in Paraglav Pirkei Avos Mishnah Beis, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, B'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis mihar chorv. Each and every day, a heavenly voice proclaims from Har Sinai, u'machrezes, and makes an announcement, v'omeres, and the heavenly voice proclaims, Oy lahem labrios me obana shal Torah. Woe to the people for the disgrace of Torah. Shakal misha'enu osik b'Torah, because anyone who is not involved in Torah, Nikra Nazuf, is called banned. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, Nezem Zahav Ba'af Chazir, Isha Yefa Visaras Ta'am. A golden ring in the snout of a pig. That is a beautiful woman who is lacking in sense. That's, of course, our pasuk we are focusing on, Mishlei Yud Aleph Chav Beis, the Omer. And the Mishnah continues, V'haluchos Masa Elokim Hema, the tablets are the work of God. V'hamichtav Michtav Elokim, Hu Charos Aluchos, and the writing on the tablets is the writing of God engraved upon the luchos. I'm still in the Mishnah. Al tikri charis alocherus. Don't read it that the writing is engraved on the tablets. Read it rather an unengraved freedom. Charus or charut and cherut are the same words with different nekudos. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says, if you want to know what is the key to freedom, it is the luchos. Don't read it. Hamichtav michtav elokim hu charus al luchos. It's from a pasuk in Kitisa, Perek Lamed Beis. Don't read it. That's funny. Yesterday we also quoted Kitisa from Perek Lamed. Okay. And the writing is the writing of God engraved upon the luchos. Don't read it engraved. Rather, read it freedom. She'enecha ben choron el misha osik b'talmud Torah. There's no such thing as a free person, only one who is involved in Torah study. V'chol misha osik b'talmud Torah, continues the Mishnah, anyone who is involved in Torah study, hareza mis'aleh. Behold, this is elevated, like Aliyah. You will become a ben Aliyah. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, umi matana nachliel, umi nachliel bamos. From matana to nachliel, from nachliel to bamos, homiletically translated as from the gift of Torah to the heritage of God, and from the heritage of God to the heights. So when we take the gift of Torah, which is the heritage of God, we reach the highest heights. So this Mishnah here, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, tells us that anyone who is not involved in Torah is called Nazuf, banned, B-A-N-N-E-D. What is the proof? The Pasuk says, Nazem Zahav Ba'af Chazir, a golden ring in the snout of a pig, Isha Yefa V'Saras Tam. It is compared to a beautiful woman who is lacking in sense. I quote from Rav Yisrael Meir Lau on Pirkei Avos in his Yachal Yisrael, Shlita. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau says, a person who does not learn Torah is disgraced, and he is an outcast before God. Like the Pasuk says in Bechukosai, if you do not listen to me and do not act, v'imlo sishmuli v'lo sa'asu, meaning if you do not learn Torah, it is proof that you despise my laws and your soul abhors my judgment. And then God says, afani eleich imechem b'chames keri, I will go with you with the wrath. My soul will abhor you. In other words, one who does not listen, one who does not do, one who does not learn, he removes himself from God, so to speak. God will remove his presence from this person. What does the word nazuf mean? The Mishnah says, "Kol misha ena osek b'Torah nikra nazuf." Anyone who is not involved in Torah is called nazuf. Nun, zayin, vav, pei, sofis. The word nazuf, says Rabbi Lau, means banned. It is an acronym for nezem zahav ba'af. The pasuk from Mishnah, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi quotes, tells us nezem zahav ba'af chazir, a golden ring in the snout of a pig. The first letter of Nezem is Nun. The first letter of Zahav is Zayin. And the last letter of Af is a Pesophis. These three letters, Nezem, Nun, Zahav, Zayin, Ba'af, final Pei, spell Nazuf. Says Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, the word Nazuf, banned, is an acronym from the three words Nezem, Zahav, Ba'af, a golden ring in the snout. A golden ring, what does this pasuk from Mishlei mean? A golden ring may be elegant, but when it is placed in a pig's snout, it becomes repugnant, disgusting. Similarly, the beauty of a woman refreshes her husband's spirit, says the Gemara Maseches Brachos, but if her conduct is improper, her beauty causes more harm than good. Again, the pasuk of Mishlei, that's quoted by the Mishnah here, Nezem Zahav Ba'av Chazir. A beautiful ring is beautiful. A golden ring is beautiful, but if it is in the nose of a pig, it's disgusting. The pig wallows in the dirt. That is compared to Isha Yafa Visaras Ta'am, a woman who is beautiful but lacking in sense. Says the Gemara Maseches Brachos 57b, the beauty of a woman refreshes her husband's spirit, But if her conduct is improper, her beauty causes more harm than good. Says Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, the golden ring here represents Torah. And the beauty of the woman represents human intellect. God gave us the Torah and intelligence so we could subjugate the material to the spiritual and thereby gain true freedom. Again, Hashem gave us the Torah. Every day a bas kol comes out from Har Sinai and it makes the following announcement. Woe to the people for the disgrace of Torah, for whoever does not learn Torah is called banned. It is compared to a golden ring in the snout of a pig. The Torah is very beautiful. But if it's in the snout of a swine who rolls in the dirt, this is compared to a beautiful woman lacking in sense. God gave us the Torah, says Rav Lau, and he gave us chachma, intelligence, so we could subjugate the material to the spiritual. In other words, we must use materiality in this world for spiritual purposes. So wine is something that is material. We use it for Kiddush. We use it for Arba Kosas. We use it for Kedusha. We use it for Bris Milah. Therefore, we elevate the material to the spiritual, and only this way do we gain true freedom. However, says Rav Lau, when a person directs Torah and his mind to trivial pursuits, when he chases after the dirt of this world, he places the Torah onto a pig's snout, kaviyacha, and he implants his mind into that of a beautiful but foolish woman. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that the Torah is so beautiful, the Torah is our greatest treasure that we have. It enlightens us, ennobles us, elevates us, enriches us, sensitizes us. It is gold. However, we have to make sure that the gold is on a vessel or a vehicle that is befitting of it. If we put the gold into the snout of a pig, it is nothing more than wallowing in the dirt. We must be sure that we treat the Torah in the way that is befitting of Torah, the befitting of our human dignity, and dignity as a Jew. Nezem Zahav Ba'av Chazir, a golden ring in the snout of a pig. It is comparable, says Mishlei, to Isha Yafa Besaras Ta'am, a beautiful woman who is lacking in sense. And perhaps it's not only speaking about literally a beautiful woman lacking in sense, it's speaking about a Jew. Every Jew is beautiful. Banayim, every Jew is a child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we must be sure not to be lacking in sense. We must be sure to delve into the wisdom of Torah, to make sure it is the mainstay out of our lives, to make sure that the instruction of Torah is what we choose every single day. And then it will truly be a beautiful gold, the Torah, in a beautiful life. Am Yisrael who lives according to Torah. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Charus ala luchos, don't read it engraved upon the tablets, read it freedom, chayrus. There's no such thing as a free person, only one who engages in Torah study, and whoever is involved in the Torah study will lead a life of elevation. And that is what King Shlomo is teaching us here. You can have gold, but if you put it in the wrong place or on the wrong person or use it incorrectly, it becomes nothing more than dirtied with filth. We must make sure that the gold of our Torah is placed in a beautiful environment. It is our guide, and that we always beautify ourselves. We become the Isha Yafa, the beautiful woman of Chachma, not who is lacking in wisdom. Thank you so much, everyone, for learning with me. Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Parak Yudbet. I wish you all a wonderful day. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zeicher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.